right, we are back up on the second floor. There has been a small little noise as we are at this locked door where Dr. Osborne seems to be on the other side. So you were turning around to look. You guys are working on the door to get it open.
And I have my derringer out.
Yes. You're ready to shoot something. And I will return to that momentarily. But for now, we have turned to look behind where the little sound came from. That's and peeking around the banister railing, the spindles as they were, is the child from the front door.
Do I like bring it to everyone's attention that
Do
she's there?
Do you want to?
I will bring it to your attention. Yeah, so.
What? What's happening?
The little girl, she's by the staircase.
Well, I'm gonna punch her. Oh my god, this is what
you do! You have a burn imprint on your hand.
You have to be careful because I'll take the first suggestion that you throw out there.
So. Okay. Okay, all right, let's stop with the door real quick. Okay, so, little girl, hello?
So she creeps up the remaining stairs. It's like her head was there, so she had a couple more steps to go. Uh-huh. But something seems wrong. Her movements are jerky, and she's holding her hands very close to her chest, like little arthritic claws against the yellow gingham.
Am I paying attention, or am I focusing on the door? I'm trying to open the door.
Okay, then you're not.
All right, so.
Anyone who's looking at her sees this. When she finally reaches the top step, she almost stumbles, but catches herself on that transition block on the banister. And it really must have been quite difficult navigating the stairs with knees that bend backwards like a goat's.
Oh, that's a no.
All right, so are you still working?
I'm trying to open the door.
And okay, I'm paying attention to the little girl.
So you're gonna...
Strength check?
Yeah.
Where's
this?
Okay.
It's not
really good.
No.
I failed.
So you're pushing on the door, and then she's pulling on the other side, and it's just not budging yet. And... the girl creature near the stairs lets out a bleat, and it's a grating blend of a little girl pretending to be a goat and an actual goat that kind of makes your teeth itch when you hear it. And she starts moving forward toward you with little tiny clip-clops.
I'm backing up. Can I go and try and hit that door?
Yes.
Okay. Do I do strength?
You can do strength, or you could do mechanical up here? Yes.
Nope. Which one?
Either one. Whichever one you want to do.
I'm going to do strength. Because it's a little higher.
Alright, she's still clapping.
I did not pass anyway. It didn't even matter.
Alright. What are you doing?
I'm asking her, what does she want?
She bleats again, and it is noticeably louder.
Okay.
And a nauseating smell.
Rose, you have a gun.
As she clatters down the hallway, and it's a smell of decay and rotting milk, and it kind of.
I raise my gun up, and
Black Phillip? And if Black Phillip were also a little girl,
I had anything.
Ew.
And she's getting close enough that you can see that her pupils are rectangles.
Okay. Like, there you go, yeah.
Rose, shoot her. You have a gun.
Yes.
You shoot her.
I shoot her in the chest.
Do you, though?
Shoot her!
Firearm. Handgun. What did you shoot?
I did a 99.
Wait, is that a 96?
That's a 96.
If it was a 99, that would have been a critical fail, and you might have shot yourself.
So you managed to shoot the ceiling very effectively.
Awesome. And does something come down from the ceiling and hitting the girl goat?
No, you did not get lucky.
Nothing comical.
Nothing good about that. She sees you do this, and she has this weird huffy laugh.
You did that very well.
Practice in my office. That's weird.
Can I shoot again?
No, you are done for right now.
Okay.
All right, so she is just outside grabbing distance, and her little claws are stretching out for you, and her eyes are wild and wide and very rectangular, and she lifts her hoof to push her just that little bit closer, and she pauses. And she tilts her head, and she's a little confused. and she strains, like she's pushing against the air, but her progress is completely stopped. She whines and is flung backwards away from you, and the door finally opens, and human hands grab you from inside the door, so they grab you too, and pull you in. My God, Ambie, what are you doing here? It's Dr. Osborne.
What the fuck are you doing here?
All of you get in here and close this door.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Close the door.
Very much checking it is closed.
We are lucky my device is keeping it back, but it is only good for short bursts.
Okay, pause. What the bloody hell is happening?
I don't know.
You have a device that pushes things? Like, what?
Okay, so that's going to take some explaining.
Short version.
Yeah, in layman's terms, we're not all nerds here.
Wow.
But simply for the more simple minds, I'm really trying smart. To stabilize the electromagnetic energy in this house, and I've been measuring the radiation around the city for months as part of a new project, and when Marina Houghton called about odd goings on in her house, I knew it had to be part of the fluctuation that I was seeing. So
Marina.
Well, yeah, she's a friend of mine. She donated to the school. We have rubbed elbows at many an event, and, you know, we went to the same school, and while she went for her missus, I went for my PhD.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
Okay, so what is that thing that was out there?
I don't know. It's an anomaly, and I believe it is connected with what is going on in this house.
All right. So I'm going to see. I'm going to test something here. So do you know how long you've been missing?
I only left this morning.
Okay. Well, you've been missing for 3 days.
That cannot be right. What is the date? It's 3 days
later. Okay, it's 3 days later. Whatever.
date. Like,
we have been looking for you.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't say I'm fine, obviously. I'm locked in a room with a little goat child running around, but, you know, I was going to get there eventually. I think I know how to get out.
So for all we know, time has passed for us as well.
That might be shopping. That's a good guess.
Yeah. Educated.
If it is really as much time has passed as you say it has.
Is there windows in this room?
Yeah, what's going on in the room?
It's just a bedroom, and it has like a little sewing corner in it. I honestly have no concept of time anymore, apparently. So I've been in this room for a couple of hours, and I'm trying to find the source of the energy in this house so I can stabilize it.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like all that. How do we leave?
I believe that if we can stabilize the energy with my flux neutralizer, and she like pulls up this little pack, and it's got knobs and little flicky switches, and it makes noise and lights, and she's very proud of it.
And I'm like, Irene, please.
Let me get there. So we have to get to the source in order to stop this. And in order to stop this, I have to get this near that, and then I flick a switch, and then it neutralizes the energy, and it should stop whatever is going on here.
And then the doors will open and we can leave.
Theoretically.
It's science.
It's literally the best thing we have right now. So it's either that or we find the source of whatever is bothering this house at the moment, which I'm going to guess, just guessing, basement. Always the basement, if there is a basement.
I think there's an attic.
Even
my
better.
Machine has been whirring consistently, and it's giving me all the signals that something is close to
it's
where
always
we are.
One of the other.
But this is as close as I've been able to get, and I thought I spotted a hatch for it down the hallway, but honestly, there has to be another way to get up there.
Through the window? Can we open a window?
I've tried opening windows.
So there's a hatch in the hallway going...
Might be another hatch in here.
Like a pull down?
Yeah. So can I do a spot check?
Yes. So you critically succeeded on your spot hitting.
But you get it.
So in the closet on the ceiling above the top shelf, there's a closed trap door. Before we go up there, I must have one of you take this, and she holds out this rod. It's part of getting the energy to neutralize. So I need someone to stick it in the ground, and then I need to stand sort of away from it and flick a switch, and then it should work. It'll send out a nice electromagnetic burst, and then bing, bing, ta-da, we should be able to leave.
Ruby?
Sure.
Oh. So she hands you this metal rod. It's about 10 inches, and it just looks like a tent stake. Yes. Well done. Yes. All right.
Sticking in my bag.
How do we get to the trapdoor?
The dresser.
You can climb. You can start stacking stuff.
Start stacking stuff.
And then all of you need to roll dex.
Okay.
To scramble on a thing.
58.
I did not pass. 65
did not pass.
I did not
pass. Did anybody critically fail?
No.
I was very close, but I did not.
I was 58, so 45?
Yeah, you guys are fine. So you guys scramble up there. It's rickety and it's a little scary, but you managed to get up there just fine.
Okay.
So unlike the other floors, the attic is almost an open floor with support beams spaced from one end of the house to the other. And there are some boxes that are full of stuff, you know, probably Christmas decorations or any number of china that they seem to have an endless amount of, extra chairs for the dining table, furniture that might someday see use, that kind of, it's typical attic shit, but it's not cluttered. There's a good open space to it. For lighting, spare bulbs hang from the ceiling at even intervals, and there is a large half-moon window at the front end of the house that adds some natural light, and I need one of you to roll spot hidden.
Who has the best spot in right now?
I have 60.
Go for it.
Yeah. Oh, plus 4. So. I failed.
Damn.
How did you fail? Oh.
87.
All right, so you don't notice anything. So one of Dr. Osborne's gizmos starts whirring, and it's a gentle, steady kind of purr sound. It's definitely up here, and we should be able to do this. Let's keep looking.
Spot Indian.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
I'm going to say I'm going to look for the light. Because I'm assuming the light's not on right now.
No, it is. The bare bulbs are there, and then there's that natural light.
Oh, okay. I guess search for whatever this thing is.
Weirdness in general?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
40.
Oh, cool. All right, so the air in front of the window is hazy and ripples like you're looking at the air on a hot day.
Mm.
But it's not that hot in here.
Okay. Distortion ahead.
Would you like to take a picture?
Do it.
Yes.
But can you?
All right, just give me 1 second, guys. I'm going to try and take a picture of this.
It's still a lovely attic.
Well, you guys don't see that, so I will say... 34. Oh, the air over there is like all ripply and weird.
And before she said that, did you pass?
Yes.
You still like that window. So you're like, oh, this is still nice.
Okay. Okay, so looks like there's some weirdness over there. Can you point your doohickey that way?
Sure.
And do a
so she
bebop?
She like steps forward with her doohickey and it starts, it's much louder. It's still a low whistle. It's not quite like off the hook whirring, but it's making some noise. All right, so the further you go, the more you're all convinced that you see movement out of the corner of your eye. Do any of you look?
I do.
I'm going to look.
Okay.
I want to look.
Yeah. I look.
All right. When you turn your head to look, you see nothing, so it could just be your head fucking with you. And Dr. Osborne starts fiddling with the device. It's still kind of whirring a little bit louder with every step that she takes, and she actually seems pretty excited about it. Like, this is a terrifying situation, but she's like, my devices are working. And as you're about halfway through the attic, the rotting smell creeps its way back into your awareness, and it's barely caressing the inside of your nose. And I need... Who has the lowest luck right now?
I do. No, I know. I looked at everyone's luck.
You knew I was going to do this.
Yeah, because I was like, fuck, who has the lowest luck?
All right.
It's me.
So you're looking around the room and you're trying to pinpoint where the smell is coming from, because a smell that bad, you should have smelled.
You should have seen the source, yeah.
And at first you don't see anything. And along the wall, you spot a lacy white dress hanging on a coat rack that you think for an instant might be something. You want to look closer.
Sure.
All right. You blink, and a dog-like skull and a black cowl is staring at you from behind the coat rack.
Is that me? That's what I see?
That's what you see.
Fuck!
As though it's trying to try the dress on, like, where you do it in front of yourself instead of, like, actually putting on. And it chatters its teeth at you.
I roll sanity.
You do roll sanity.
like, I know I do.
All right, 1d6.
Fuck! Now let me do blue. Wherever it is.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, no. I lose 6.
Yay!
No! So I have 64 now.
Well, what do you do?
Flirtless.
Clearly, that's all I do. Sorry, that
do
was
we
really
all
rude.
See it now? Like, we can react.
Are you trying to look?
Yes.
Yeah, turn to look. You see it.
That's a no.
As you turn to look, the creature steps forward through the coat rack in the dress, and the rotting smell is just as thick that you can taste it. And as he emerges from the shadows, the air in front of the half-moon window ripples again, and this time it's a very bright green light that ripples through. The source! And Dr. Osborne points at the window like she kind of doesn't give a fuck about what's going on over here. She's like, ah!
No, not just your friend screaming.
Yeah, let's do the doohickey thing and, like, what the heck?
Yeah,
like, so I'm going to Millie's grabbing chairs to get in between.
Yeah, bullets are going to go through this. Forget my
but,
god.
But are they?
Huh?
Bullets are going through, but are they?
Bullets will go through.
When you do roll.
All right. All right.
So we're trying to say, like, are you going to roll?
Yeah, I...
Woo!
You pass.
And did you hit it?
Yeah, I pass.
So he takes 2 damage.
Good. Okay.
And he's not really perturbed by it. He seems a little irritated, but that's about it. Gosh. And as much as something without a face can seem irritated.
So, I shoot again.
No, you're done for right now.
I'm done. I wonder how many bullets do I have.
It should stay there.
I mean, I feel like punching hasn't really worked out for Millie.
A couple of times already. But
now we know that,
Maybe don't do that.
I should remind you that you guys are human, so...
Yeah.
Avoiding as much as possible is probably...
Yeah, I'm gonna say Millie just, like... just keeps putting stuff in between her and
she's
dog
making a
mess.
Nice little stockpile.
Yeah, just like, okay, and that chair goes there, that goes there.
I'm gonna try a cult
defense
check on feng this
shui.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
If
a cult check?
Yep. No, I'm just like, that sure is fucking scary!
This is not okay!
I'm just still screaming.
What
That's
would
all
you like to do?
What's her name? The professor? I have the stick.
You have the rod.
I have the rod. I'd like to...
Okay, you're going to have to move over that way, so...
Can I run past?
What's your movement?
Ooh, can one of us distract the thingy? The thingamabob person?
Well, he's already kind of, like, paying attention to the person who shot him. So that, at least...
I just see a dodge skill. Old dodge.
Oh.
A policy.
Oh.
You're
moving.
Oh, move rate. It was one of the things. Okay. You're 9.
Alright, I am going to dig into my purse, into my own personal stash, to distract him, and I'm throwing...
I don't know. I've actually never done move rate.
What? What are you doing?
I'm throwing my personal possum stash. Yep. And distract.
So you're throwing food wrappers.
Well, he's going...
You throw a food wrapper at him. Is there a throw skill? There is a throw skill.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if, like, I could throw a chair.
Yeah.
Like one of the dining chairs.
You are going to... What do I want you to roll here? Roll a dex. To see if you can move faster.
This? Okay, 20%.
Yeah, still the same.
Oh, yeah, your dex score.
Please, Jesus. I think if there's goats...
You pass.
Yes!
You move a little faster than you normally would have, so but there's also like a stockpile of shit in the way now, so you're like kind of
because everyone's so
that.
Fucking scared. Like, fuck!
So I move
dodging around the random boxes and chairs that Millie put in between us and the monster.
But now it is his turn. So it's like roughly turn-based.
Okay, okay.
What's his job now, Colin?
Well, he passed either way, so. All right, so he is now throwing objects, but he's not throwing them. He's just like waving his arm and something is flying out. And it's going to try and aim at you. So I need you to roll a dodge for me.
A dodge.
You are not good.
I am not good.
You get hit by a chair.
Boom. Am I down?
Roll that 1d4, the little pyramid one. Mm-hmm. And the top number, whatever is at the top of the pyramid, is the number. You have to reduce.
Two.
That's not too bad. So you lose two.
So back you're to 20.
Like, he knocks you on your butt. Oh, no, your health is down too.
Oh.
You're bum.
So you're down to five?
I'm down
You still managed to throw your food wrapper as you're like falling, but it like flops maybe 3 or 4 feet away from you. And all of you guys just see her throwing trash.
Rose.
All right, so
stop throwing trash.
Millie, what are you doing?
You know what? I'm just gonna try and be a brave kid and throw the chair.
All right, throw.
Yeah. Is there a throw?
There is indeed a throw skill. A very underutilized. If you didn't, throw
I don't have. Throw.
Whatever the base is, okay, it's 20. Another in parentheses there.
Yeah, right, well, I'm gonna try.
You're
not doing that.
Well, you didn't critically fail, so you didn't drop it on yourself. But you just like added it to the pile of shit.
I'm like, right. I meant to do that. It was much more helpful than wrappers. I will mention.
I don't know. I will also throw the chair, another chair.
All right, throw.
Four.
Alright, so it's not quite a critical success, but you chuck that chair.
Hit him in the face.
You hit him. Not in the face necessarily, but it hits him and then drops down and he like steps aside from it and he's like, eh.
Well, before that happens, I'm like, yeah, that's right, bugger off! And then I feel bad because it doesn't do any shit.
It's like, come back.
It's okay, we intimidated the thing.
You've at least confounded him. And
that's
like,
that's great. Great.
You're still moving. Do you want to do dex again? Yep.
Please, Jesus. Poof, 71.
Okay, so you're just moving at a normal pace, so we're going to have to go one more round. All right, so now it's his turn again.
Four of us.
So now he's turning his attention to Dr. Osborne, and he seems rather fixated on her device. So he's now, like, throwing little things to knock it out of her hands and maybe disrupt it.
Ooh. I'm gonna stand in front of her.
Oh, well, you didn't need to do that. He fucked it up.
Oh. I'm trying to protect my friend.
So it hits you, but it's kind of half-assed.
Oh.
So it doesn't really matter.
It's just kind of like...
Of all the things that happen.
So he throws stuffed animals at you.
He had a piece of fur.
Oh, yeah. Special guest.
He's gross.
Being weird.
That starts being pain in the dick again. All right, so now no, mother, I'm being adorable. All right, so it is Rose's turn.
So I suggest that we all get in front of him and do a blockade.
How close do you want to get to him?
No, I'm gonna let you know right now that's a no from Millie. No from me, dog.
How close is he to her?
To who?
To the professor.
Irene. So he's like the kitchen island to me. Yeah.
Alright, so we surround the professor like in a protective circle.
Like a phalanx.
Yes. Yeah, like to you, I was like, yes.
Sure.
So you're taking his little tiny stuffed animal box.
It's like a little. All
right.
And protecting her too, because
I'm running.
Only protect one of them.
I'm running.
Then the professor.
All right. Sorry. Yes.
I mean, have we tried talking to it? I don't know.
I don't normally talk to dog-faced monsters.
Ask him, what does it want?
Yeah, like, I don't know, ghost, like, spiritual person. I don't know, like, try to persuade the dog-faced monster, like...
You're gonna have to tell me exactly what you want to say for that. So persuade me like it's him, but you're gonna have to say what you're gonna say either way, and then roll persuade.
We'll okay.
See how right it is.
Hey man, like, let's all, like, just talk this out. Like, we don't really need to, like, throw chairs with our minds or anything.
Oh yeah, that's
all
right, persuade it.
I have charm. I could have done that.
Two.
Ooh,
two.
Critical success!
Critical success. All right, roll the d6 to add to it. All right, so he's...
Now, what's his reaction?
He's at least paused, and he's like... Fucking mortals. He's not saying any of this because I don't know that he has a voice.
Distraction. Yeah.
He's paying attention to what you're saying, and like maybe he's considering it. Like, okay, maybe we don't need to be quite so aggressive. All right, what are you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm just going to continue protecting my friend. That's
okay.
That's what I'm gonna do. All
right. One last push.
67.
That's okay. You're within the distance now anyway, so.
So I take the rod.
You thrust that stake into the floorboards, and Dr. Osborne flips the switch, and there's this very loud hum that fills the attic. It's almost deafening. It's like you've walked into a paper factory, and you're hearing the machines whirring, and your camera pulls towards the stake, and it's dragging you to this anomaly, and for one long second, you worry you're about to be pulled in to whatever it is locking down. And then a deep and unpleasant breaks the feeling of slowed time, and the energy pulling you in snaps and flashes back outward, and you fly backwards. Roll luck for me.
Pass. Four. Pass.
Okay. A four?
Mm-hmm. With, yeah.
Cool. So you land on a bunch of pillows.
Ooh,
a cushy fall.
We should have thrown them at the moms.
The cushy pillows. Where was the soft towel?
No, that's just mine. That's not going anywhere outside of my purse.
Did you add that to your inventory, by the way?
Not anything.
Oh. All right. So the creature is gone.
Adding mug.
Yes, do. The creature is gone, like vanished, and you're left exhausted as though you've been awake for several days. That was amazing! Dr. Osborne reaches down and yanks the rod from the floorboards. Truly, I can't wait to see what this data has to say. Let's see if it worked. And she leads you down the stairs.
I just, like, Ambrosia just like...
No! This is amazing! Do you know how much science we just did? So much science! Yes!
I hate nerds.
rich people.
I hate
haunted houses.
Everything that's happening right now. I hate dog face things. I hate goats. I got a big problem with
mirrors.
Goat children. Mirrors. My own reflection.
Well, luckily you haven't lost enough sanity that this has affected you yet. So
she's affected.
You're not.
This is normal. Like, it was just like she didn't lose any like sanity. Apparently,
not
she's just
you
fine.
Know.
That's fair. That is fair.
Millie's chugging that whiskey flask.
You are almost out.
Here you go.
Just a tap at all times. All right. So she leads you back through the house, and she's like almost skipping. She looks exhausted. But you probably, yeah, she probably just does this all the time, so whatever. Not this particular thing, but stays up doing science for days on end, and then is really pumped if she finds something. So she leads you to the front entrance, and she's, like, pausing for effect.
I read. Oh, drum roll.
No drum roll. All right. So she turns the handle, and the front door opens easily to a bright and sunny day.
Oh. Is there any mail at the front?
You want to check that? You want to bring it in?
There's a mail there!
I want to see if there's a newspaper!
There are several days' worth of mail.
Okay. I look through them and see what the latest date is.
You can find the stamp date. Okay. Maybe appraise.
How long have we been in there?
Appraise.
We're gonna find out.
Ooh.
No,
come on,
Jenny.
Fuck.
Yeah.
No.
No. You don't know. Dick. I don't know. All right. But you're also very tired, so you kind of don't care right now. You will care, but not right now. And Dr. Osborne, she claps you all on the shoulders. Right. Well, thank you. Thank you for your assistance. Who knows how long I would have been trapped there if you hadn't showed up. But you all look positively beat, and I can't say that I blame you. Why don't we...
call Johnny.
Retire. I don't know who Johnny is, but that sounds fine. And I need to call Marina and let her know about her house. So let's just call it a week. Yes? Yeah. Let's call it a week. And I'll get in touch with you and let you know what I find later on. Yes.
Okay. I want to go home. I want to be in my pajamas.
And apparently you're done with nerds.
Another bottle of whiskey. Also, I'm putting that on my bill.
How does one that bill that?
That is quite
supernatural horror.
I got a lot I'm adding to the bill.
I'm just going to have to deal.
Yeah, do I... I'm giving you free whiskey, so yeah, can seriously. I bill you that?
No, you can't. You tagged along out of nowhere.
She was only there, so.
Yeah. We established that at the very beginning.
We drink a lot of whiskey. You had some! You had gin!
I will pay you for the gin, and that's it.
Is there any potted plants around?
Like, why?
Yeah, they're topiaries. They're like baby miniature topiaries.
Okay, I'm gonna take a potted plant. I'll be like, this is part of my payment.
It's quite heavy. Roll a strength check.
Okay.
Oh my.
Why do you want a
She collects plants.
Okay. No, I'm taking something. This
I have
house.
A mug.
Owned me, and I'm taking something.
I want to take something from this haunted house.
You
could have
taken the plush
house.
This rich,
the flying china.
I'm taking it back. I'm taking my strength back.
I just kept that money.
I am reclaiming.
You are.
So I'm like,
you have the base of it, and you like give it. If it could give you a look, it would give you like.
real, come on. But anyway, what are we doing?
I live here. You're just a guest, so could we not
sit down?
As much as a plant can express that at this current juncture.
Well, I aggressively slap it.
So Gary takes 4 damage, and the head of it flies off.
Good.
A bunch of leaves are on the base now.
Yeah, it's nice to, like, scatter.
Okay, well...
And Johnny is pulling up.
Well, I guess we're done here.
Don't... I tell this to Irene. Don't do whatever you just did again.
Well, I didn't do that. I was just investigating.
You know what I mean. Don't just... go into houses
you can't
that are either damned or some kind of weird...
That was not damned. You're sounding like a psychic. Stop it.
You were lost for like 3 days. I don't even know what day it is anymore.
It was a goat child.
It was a goat child that tried to kill us. There's a dog skull thing that
yeah,
I
said
screamed
all
at.
Can we just blame the owner?
I blacked out pretty sure for like half a second.
I'm okay with blaming Rich.
There you go.
All right, so you're all quite distressed. So we're going to take a couple of days, and I will explain as best as I possibly can after I analyze all the data that I have what has just transpired.
Psychic my foot.
Oh, and,
yeah,
and I need
like
to develop this film
to
show you guys what came out from
yeah.
freaky pictures.
Yeah, I definitely need that for my files. And by files, I mean not files.
It's happening!
I decided to write everything I found down in my journal.
Mm. You are going to be one of the best supernatural authors in the future.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, we'll see if you make it that far.
Yeah, seriously.
She's been kind of like. So you all disperse. You all disperse and you rest and you recover. And while your bruises are only just beginning to really form in any sort of appreciable manner, you feel rested enough when you receive a phone call from Dr. Osborne, and she has some news and a request that she would like to discuss with you at her office.
Mm. Her?
All of you.
Oh.
Mm. All right.
Mm. Millie shows up.
How drunk is Millie?
Pretty drunk.
We're singing too.
She already needs a refill.
Yeah, Millie's at the point where she already kind of went through a couple bottles. So, yeah, she's like, all right, I can face monsters.
Dr. Osborne tried to reassure you that there were monsters in her lab, but...
Don't believe, yeah.
All right, so yes.
Yeah, we're there.
We're all there.
The door to the lab has been hastily repaired with random pieces of plywood nailed to what remained from last week's experiment. Marty is quietly scribbling notes at his desk off to the side, and he waves at you as you enter. And Dr. Osborne emerges from her office wearing jeweler's goggles that make her eyes look gigantic and buggy. Yes, come in. Very punctual, even after the mishap at Marina's house. And she leads you into her office and closes the door, and she waves at Marty, and Marty is like, yeah, okay, got finals. Speaking of Marina, she is very grateful for the part you played in setting her house right, and she told me to give you each this as a reward, and she hands each of you an envelope. Inside the envelope is $75, which is about $930 in today's money.
Ooh. Wait, so we just put down...
I'm sorry, what about that bill now?
No, you still have a bill.
Oh my god!
In fact, that $75 goes to her.
I still did work.
This is my... I dealt with this... Sorry. I dealt with this too. This is my $75.
What questions do you have? And I will try and answer them as best I can.
Okay. About why can we go out the doors and why couldn't anyone hear us?
I believe that was part of the effect of what I'm calling the portals. Now, the portals are areas where the energy, the electromagnetic radiation, is particularly unstable, and it's seeping out in that area and affecting it in ways that I can't predict. And I think that the house, because it had one in the attic, was a byproduct of that.
And the goat girl?
Byproduct.
And the mirror?
What kind of byproduct?
Yes, all of it was... That I could not say. It's electromagnetic radiation. It causes hallucinations.
Monsters that try to kill us.
She still has a bruise.
There's a bruise!
Well, that's, at least our physical environments were affecting us. So I can't disprove that there were demons or ghosts or whatever you want to call them. I can't disprove that.
That's the closest I'm going to get to that.
Mm. But I, as a woman of science, I cannot rightly say that it was a ghost.
Fair.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And once we stabilized that portal and closed it, or at least negated its effects, the house was released from this field of energy, and we were able to leave again.
Cool.
And no activity has been present in the house since.
Well, how did we even get in if it didn't let you go, but it let us in?
It was bored.
So a reasonable explanation.
Yeah, we did. Like, we didn't see the girl already. Mm-hmm. Irene, did you actually hurt that thing?
The goat thing?
The goat thing.
No. I ran from that.
Did it have a bruise before?
No, it's possible that it was playing on your sympathies so it could draw you into the house.
That is true.
Assuming we were dealing with an intelligent entity, which we could have very well been.
Okay, you say entity, like it's like a thing. Where do these things live?
Great question. Now, there are several theories about alternate universes and different wavelengths, different universes and worlds that we can't touch, but that all gets into quantum mechanics that I feel is not going to be useful to this discussion.
Yeah, you're right there.
I feel like I nerded too much for you.
Yeah, gonna take another swig of this whiskey. Cool, so, like, this is just, like, happening? everywhere? Like, well, when people are like, my grandma, she had a ghost in her attic. Was it like a demon dog thing?
Probably not, but maybe. I couldn't. I've never been to your grandmother's attic, so I couldn't say for sure.
Cool.
So, now that you mention it happening everywhere, I have been improving my machines based on the data we collected in the field, and I have good reason to believe that there are more portals like this scattered about the city. And if what we saw at the Houghton House was a taste, I fear for what multiple portals could mean.
I'm gonna punch them.
Question, why are these portals all of a sudden starting to pop up?
That I could not say.
Did that just happen now?
I think we need more information. What I mean, electromagnetic radiation is everywhere. It's just part of, like, the fields of the world. It just kind of is around us all the time. But in these concentrated levels and in such particular areas, it leads me to believe that something else is happening, but I honestly could not tell you what. We need more data before we could determine that. Now, I do think that if we can close more portals, I can improve my flux neutralizer enough to stabilize the radiation in the city so it stops doing this. And so whatever's going on here stops being weird. But I can't do that alone. I have to keep my job here at the university so my projects stay funded, so my work can continue. So I guess what I'm subtly hinting at, but not so subtle because I'm not great with people, will you help?
Zero diplomacy. but no. I will help you just because you're my friend, and I want to make sure you stay funded.
Ah.
I will help you because I love adventure and fun, and I will give Millie to... I will give Millie booze to help us continue helping.
I mean, if this is, like, affecting, like, real people...
I don't believe it's just affecting rich people.
Yeah, that's what I mean by real people.
not the lizard people that are obviously very rich people.
and hammer, nail, head. Yeah, you know, if this is really affecting people, I don't want this in my neighborhood. I don't want my neighbors having to deal with this. Yeah, I'm down.
And what of you, Ruby?
Well, I have been looking for a chance to get some really good photographs so I can get my career kicked off, so I think I'm in.
By the way, how did your photographs come out?
Oh, we'll find out.
All
right, marvelous. Well, stay close to your phones, ladies. We are in for some fun. Epilogue.
Yes.
So you develop the photos. The outside photos turn out beautifully, and the magazine is very pleased with how they're working out. They will definitely be working with you in the future. The bathtub, the mist that you thought you saw definitely was there. And it almost looks like it's a hand that's gripping the side of the tub. And then for the moon window, it's not a color photo because those don't exist. So what you do see is this interesting marbling effect with a much brighter light that's going across the air in front of that moon window, which you've not yet to see. And because you've successfully darkroomed, you know it wasn't a chemical screw up, but you also know in the industry if somebody sees that, they're gonna think it was a chemical screw up. So this is like personal collection.
So you have the negatives.
Yeah, she has the negative.
She has the negative, so it could totally you could totally prove that it's marbling.
All right, so those are for you, and now, madam. For you. So at home, you mill over the prospect of working with Dr. Osborne. Can you really help the whole city? What if she's wrong and you're just running around like lunatics? Oh well, at least you won't be bored. You turn in for the night, and as you turn off your bedroom light, teeth chatter behind you. And that is where we are leaving you. Until next time.
Be sure to come back next week for more investigations with the Lovely Craftians. Can't get enough of the Lovelies? Our Patreon patrons have access to bonus content like Millie's case files, our characters' therapy sessions with Dr. Moreau, behind-the-scenes content, and more. Visit patreon.com/lovelycraftians for more info. While we're on the subject of patrons, shout out to our Cthulhu Mythos experts Alex, Fiery Unicorn, and Tyler for their patronage. All the lovelies agree that you're the best. See you next week on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or your favorite podcasting app.